This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Statements from the U.S. and Afghanistan's ruling Taliban have each expressed cautious optimism following 2 days of talks in Qatar's capital, Doha, which concluded Sunday. These were the first senior-level direct meetings between the two sides since the Islamic group took control of Afghanistan following the withdrawal of U.S. troops in late August. In a post-meeting statement Sunday, Taliban spokesman Sohail Shaheen said the 2 days of candid discussions with the United States went well. The spokesman added discussions were held about all relevant issues and efforts will be made to improve diplomatic relations. In a similar statement from the U.S. State Department issued late Sunday, spokesperson Ned Price said the talks with the Taliban were candid and professional, adding that the Taliban will be judged on its actions, not only its words. Price said discussions included security and terrorism concerns, as well as a safe passage for U.S. citizens, U.S. Afghan partners, and other foreign nationals. He also said they discussed human rights, including the meaningful participation of women and girls in all aspects of Afghan society. The U.S. pharmaceutical company Merck announced Monday it has formally asked the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to authorize its COVID-19 pill for emergency use, a move that would add an entirely new and easy-to-use weapon to fight the pandemic. If cleared by the FDA, it would be the first pill used to treat COVID-19. All other FDA-backed treatments against the disease require an IV or injection administered by healthcare professionals, while the pill could be taken at home. Data from stage 3 trials of the drug have shown it to provide a 50% reduction in hospitalizations and deaths among patients with early symptoms of COVID-19. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said the U.S. has already arranged to buy 1.7 million doses of the pill, with an option to buy more if needed. But Zients said while the pill is good news, vaccinations are still the best way out of the pandemic. This is VOA News. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences Monday awarded the 2021 Nobel Prize for Economics to three U.S.-based economists for their work on drawing conclusions from unintended experiments, or so-called natural experiments. University of California, Berkeley economist David Card was awarded one half of the prize, while the other half was shared by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Joshua Angrist and Stanford University's Guido Imbens. The Academy said the three have completely reshaped imperial work in the economic sciences. They said their research has substantially improved our ability to answer key causal economic questions, which has been of great benefit to our society. The Nobel Prize in Economic Science was not included in Alfred Nobel's will. It was created in 1968 by the Swedish Central Bank in memory of Alfred Nobel to mark the bank's 300th anniversary. The Economics Prize was first awarded in 1969 and has been funded by the bank since then. Nobel Prizes for Peace, Medicine, Physics, Chemistry, and Literature were all awarded last week. The awards will be formally presented in December. Because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, the Academy announced this year's ceremony will be a mixture of digital and physical events. Laureates will receive their Nobel Prize medals and diplomas in their home countries. Southwest Airlines canceled hundreds more flights Monday following a weekend of major service disruptions, with more than 1,800 flights canceled Saturday and Sunday. By mid-morning Monday, the Associated Press reports Southwest had canceled another 360 flights and more than 600 others were delayed. The Dallas-based airline blamed air traffic control issues and bad weather for what it called its weekend operational challenges. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, took the unusual step of pushing back against Southwest's explanation. In a statement Sunday, the FAA acknowledged it had briefly suffered air traffic control staffing shortages and delays due to weather in Florida for a few hours Friday, but that issue had long since been resolved. Southwest was the only airline to report such a large percentage of canceled and delayed flights. British police said Monday they would be taking no further action after conducting a review of evidence relating to sex crime allegations against Queen Elizabeth's son, Prince Andrew, and the late U.S. financier, Jeffrey Epstein. London police officials agreed in August to review the allegations for a third time after Virginia Giuffre filed a U.S. lawsuit accusing the prince of sexual assault, for which he has always denied. In a statement, London's Metropolitan Police announced the review had concluded and no further action would be taken. In her civil lawsuit, the 38-year-old Giuffre accused Andrew of forcing her to have sex when she was underage at the London home of Epstein's longtime associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. Reporting from remote, I'm Jeff Dustin.